This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Federal authorities say they do not believe anyone has died from eating romaine lettuce. But more than 50 people in 11 states have been sickened since the outbreak of E. coli contamination started last month, originating in supplies of bagged, chopped romaine from the Yuma, Arizona region. The Centers for Disease Control issued a warning, saying that all store-bought chopped romaine lettuce, including salads and mixes with romaine, should not be eaten, should be thrown away. If someone has eaten the lettuce and didn't get sick, it should still be thrown away. If you don't know if the lettuce you are eating is romaine or not, the CDC says toss it. The weekly drought monitor map this week showed how the drought situation has begun to improve in the Dakotas since the beginning of the year, but also how the situation has worsened so far this year in other states. North and South Dakota both began the year with more than 50% of the area in some degree of drought. Now, less than 40% of North Dakota is rated that bad. South Dakota has less than 20% of its area in drought. Oklahoma has improved significantly as well. But now, if you look at Kansas, Colorado, and Texas, the drought in those areas is not getting better at all. Not yet, anyway. In Kansas, they started the year with less than a third of the state in drought. As of this week, 83% of Kansas is suffering some degree of drought conditions. From This Week in Agribusiness, as Earth Day is celebrated this weekend, we pay tribute to the folks who were caring for the land long before we started hearing back in the 70s that we should all care for the land. Farmers were out there then, and continue now every day, day in and day out, farmers around the world thinking about the earth. They consider the soil and what it needs. They consider the crops that are growing and what the crops need. And farmers and ranchers consider the water available and how they can best protect it. Oh, yes, it could be said these people have a vested interest, all right, you bet. Their families live out there on the land, and most are planning for the generations of their kin behind them to be out there. So, as we honor the earth this weekend, let us not forget the original caretakers of the earth, who are caring for it better than ever. Our farmers. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.